Art, what happened in Texas?
My analogy is this is one of those random events in the disorder of the natural universe that's like the meteor that hit the Earth and destroyed the dinosaurs. You know, I mean, it's just, there's no explaining it. The odds are a billion to one, and it happened this way. And that was a lot of fun to watch a team do something that no one ever thought they were capable of. This has been a very streaky team, and the manager, Eric Wedge, has said they would be because seven of their starters typically are under 25. They're new to the bigs. They get high highs, low lows. The Mariners have had seven-game winning streaks, seven-game losing streaks, and then they explode for unknown reasons on quality pitching against basically the best team in the American League.
One of those young hitters, Justin Smoke, had 2 3-run homers in the 21-8 victory.
His is the hottest bat of the young guys that is developing now. And Wedge has said all season long, and it's been met with considerable skepticism, that this team has quality potential as an offensive team.
And so you've got these young star hitters doing really well, but there are some older players you're saying are kind of getting in the way of things.
Well, yeah, Miguel Olivo, Brendan Ryan, Ichiro, all of the plus 30 crowd aren't keeping up.
Well, let's talk about the big difference we're seeing in the Mariners' performance at home versus on the road.
This is just another jaw dropper. The Mariners as a team in 22 home games this year are batting 193. Now, if an individual player is batting 193, a team typically cuts him, except right. If you're a Mariner. So to have an entire team averaging 193 is beyond absurd, and if it prevails for the rest of the season, would be the worst in the history of major leagues. You know, and there's a lot about this team that's making history, because what happened on Wednesday was that the Mariners scored more than 20 runs in the same season in which they were victimized by a perfect game from a very ordinary pitcher in Chicago, Philip Humber, who allowed no runs, hits, or any base runners for 27 outs. And that same team gets 21 runs against Texas. That particular set of circumstances has not happened in baseball since 1880. As you may remember, that was the Rutherford B. Hayes presidential administration. These are the kinds of absurdities that this team is presenting here.
On the road, the Mariners are doing better, a batting average of 259. Do you see anything happening with Safeco Field being a factor in all of this?
I think finally the ownership is getting the hint that this is a park that's so skewed towards pitching and defense that it's hurting their own hitters. A 70-point differential between batting average at home and road is absurd. And I think there is going to be serious consideration given in the offseason to bring in the fences a little bit to make the ballpark more balanced, because there's a real issue with the cool air that's heavier and the fences here that are more distant than average. I think the Mariner ownership has to decide to make this a more fair ballpark, because if they can score 21 runs and suffer a perfect game within a month, it just can't be written off to randomness. There's something going on.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.